All right. Good morning. I am Stacy R.
Good morning, Stacy.
I am a grateful member of Al-Anon. I have a God. I have a sponsor, Catherine C. And I have a home group, which is Thursday Nights Awareness, Acceptance, and Action AFG at Embry Hills, 7 p.m. There is childcare, and you're all invited. All right. So, I'm going to say a little additional prayer that I like to say when I'm doing something of this nature. And I also like to say it when I find myself faced with conflict. And that prayer is, God, let me be a channel for what needs to be said. And let me be able to hear what needs to be heard. And practicing that is what my sponsor calls bringing God into the pause with me. God is in the pause. I have to make myself open for it. Now, before I go too far into this, I'm going to do my best to project from the diaphragm. We do not have a microphone to amplify the sound. If you have any trouble hearing me, please come forward. All right. I'm going to be doing most of this workshop from two, I think, underutilized, underknown pieces of Al-Anon literature. This little tiny card here packs quite a punch. It is loving interchange to resolve conflict. When you're in the middle of the heat of battle, pull this out, slow yourself down, and do a little reading. And we actually have copies of this at the back on the counter where the water is. They are free. If you get all excited about the information here and want to take one with you, please do. As long as they last, they're yours. I'm also going to be using conflict resolution using our 12 traditions. It comes separately, it comes individually, or combined with this, which you can get from literature distribution. If you want more information about that, I will not take up the time here to do that. You can talk to Patrick in the lovely magenta shirt. All right. So, I have also, and Kim, maybe you would be my lovely Vanna here. While I'm getting us started, Kim's going to pass around this very decorative basket, which has strips of paper in it. Now, we have more people here than strips of paper. If you want to pull one out, feel free. If you don't, feel free. They contain the questions that are in this piece of literature and this piece of literature. They're wonderful thought starters when you're in the heat of battle, as I say. Okay. So I'm going to do two tiny readings from literature, one using our new daily reader, A Little Time for Myself, a collection of Al-Anon personal experiences. It cracked me up that this is today's reading. I wasn't going to do this, but it was so perfect. Before Al-Anon, I struggled to find balance in my relationships. Sometimes I diminished the value of others and gave myself absolute power. Other times, I gave my power away, and I tolerated unacceptable behavior. Concept 7, the trustees have legal rights, while the rights of the conference are traditional, shows me that relationships work best when they are in balance. And, again, cracked me up today, July 22nd, Encouraged to Change. Al-Anon suggested closing says that though you may not like all of us, you'll love us in a very special way. The same way we already love you. In other words, every Al-Anon meeting can be an opportunity to practice placing principles, spiritual principles, above personalities. Most of us are highly aware of the personalities of the people around us. Instead of getting lost in petty likes and dislikes, it's important to remember why we come to meetings. We all need each other in order to recover. So, in this little piece of literature, it starts with saying that conflict is the part of every relationship. Yeah, it is. And that definition is disagreement is a, a, a conflict is a disagreement where parties feel a threat to their needs, interests, or concerns. And I came into Al-Anon as a result of a very dramatic conflict with my second ex-husband now, who calls himself an alcoholic, so I feel like I can say that as well. And we had a lot of really loud fights, doors slammed, holes punched in walls, you know, the usual. And I actually had given him a black eye. And that's the irritable, unreasonable that level that I had gotten to. And the police were called, and I wound up in jail for poor conflict resolution skills. Now, what I want you to be aware of is that weekend, there were 20 women who were admitted at the same time to that jail. Of the 20 women, including myself, 19 were there for alcohol-related conflict. I believe we need to take Al-Anon into the jails, but anyway. All right, so Al-Anon is for those of us who have the disease of relationships. And, I mean, it really is. I mean, AA, Al-Anon, we're all here because we have the disease of relationships. And, you know, we don't seem, for some reason, to have gotten the handbook on how to show up in healthy ways in conflict. And what I know now out of my experience in Al-Anon is that it's only in relationship that I am able to heal. You know, especially in those primary love relationships, we're there to help each other grow along spiritual lines. That's the foundation of a healthy primary love relationship. And not every relationship is worth saving, but there are two that are. One is my relationship with myself, and I can have inner conflict just as well as I can have outer conflict. And the relationship with a power greater than myself. And the disease of relationship is me being out of alignment with those two other primary relationships. So, why are spiritual principles so important to solving conflict? I mean, when you're in the heat of battle, do you talk about spiritual principles? Do you think of, you know what? Hold on a minute. Let me drop into spiritual principle here, right? We don't do it, but why is it so important? The definition of spiritual principle is that it focuses, where do I find meaning? How do I feel connected to others and something greater than myself? And how should I live my life? That's the foundation of spirituality, right? That's the definition of it. And that's what it means. Probably many of us, if not most of us, have heard, if I'm not part of the problem, then there is no solution. I take it a step further and I say, I am the problem and I am the solution. And what that means is that conflict resolution using spirituality does what Al-Anon has always gently demanded that we do. Bring the focus back to me instead of on the other person. So, my sponsor has had to remind me from time to time, oh, honey, you're always going to have to work with people. Usually when I'm talking about a conflict, imagine that, right? There's always going to be people, right? So there's always going to be conflict. And I'm going to take a minute to mention who some of these people she has reminded me that I have to work with are. And tell me if you recognize any of these people, okay? Angry, hostile people who start stuff. People who don't listen to my requests. People who are doing dangerous things that may harm them or someone else. People who are disrespectful and mean in their honesty. People who aren't safe to be vulnerable with, who judge, gossip, or manipulate. People who take offense easily. People who lie, steal, and use others. People who disregard any group's agreed on rules, processes, and do so without acknowledging that those rules and processes even exist. People who break their agreements and abandon their obligations. People who act like victims. People who won't help out where they have a part and a role. Arrogant people. People who seem morally corrupt. Any of those ring a bell? These people have been, alternately, my parents, my ex-husbands, friends, coworkers, family, stepchildren, clients, employers, vendors, you name it. Even my sponsor and sponsees. So that sounds awful, but that's what goes on inside my head, right? And it's not all people all the time, don't worry. I have found that it happens the closer and more intimate a relationship is, the more interdependent a relationship is, the more it ties to my spiritual growth and my sense of self, the more I am likely to slip into conflict. And I learned a lot of ways not to deal with conflict. Witness the jail term. There are really only three ways, and they talk about that again in this piece of literature. One is avoidance and denial. And by the way, estrangement and isolation are forms of avoidance and denial. I'm going to cut you out of my life. I'm going to divorce you out of my life. I'm going to get rid of you. If you're not around, I'll be okay, right? That's avoidance and denial as much as not dealing with it. And then the other really not a good way of dealing with conflict would be confrontation and dominance. They go hand in hand. My family taught me about excommunicating family members, estrangement from their entire family. I grew up as an only child with no grandparents, no aunts and uncles, no cousins. They existed. I just didn't have them around, right? So I knew about, you're not doing the right thing, you're out of my life. And if someone didn't do what I wanted, then later in adulthood, you're out. I was a runner. I would run away from the conflict altogether and just say, I'll just get the geographical cure. I'll get the heck out of Dodge, right? So, right, conflict resolved, right? No. And then my favorite approach was the conflict, was the confrontation and dominance. And my dad was an amazing orator. He was a Baptist minister. He was a Marine drill sergeant. He had all of these degrees. He was super educated. Well, actually, he still is. But what I remember was how he would argue with you. He's 6'3" and loud. It was terrifying. And he would argue at you until you knuckled under. Makes sense. So I could have made different choices, but what I said was, oh, that's where the power is. And so I became that way too. And so I would, I would wear you down. I would argue until you just said, fine, or I had to leave, right? So conflict resolved. Right? No. In both of those, the focus is still on the other person, not on me. When I'm avoiding you. I'm also avoiding me, but I don't know it. I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about avoiding you. When I am in conflict and dominance, the focus is on you. I'm going to bend you to my will. Focus is still on you. I haven't brought God into the mix, and I haven't looked at myself. So the third way to resolve conflict is called something little simple, problem solving. And I am the problem, remember, and I am the solution. But what is inviting is balance and collaboration and communication, right? So problem solving demands I get curious. That's a very powerful word, curious. And again, on this card, it invites me to get curious about four questions. What do I or we know? Sometimes the only thing I or we know in a conflict is, this isn't working. It's a good place to start. Second question, what don't I or we know? Sometimes I or we don't know what else we could do. It's a good place to start. What would I or we like to know? Another solution. How can we reach a resolution consistent with spiritual principles? You can invoke spiritual principles without invoking Al-Anon. You can invoke spiritual principles without invoking AA. Spiritual principles are simply spiritual principles. How can we focus on unity? How can we focus on communication? How can we focus on mutual respect and dignity? How can we do that? So when I stand for myself and I stand for spiritual principles, not against the other person, then there's no drama. Oops, no drama. Only solution. And it takes, and I think this is really important, it takes two or more to be willing to work on a solution. I can't do it just by myself, but I can contribute to changing the dynamic to solve the problem. But I am the one with the program, and I have to be the one that acts like it. So in the principles, I'm just going to quickly talk about this. Talks about the spiritual principles of the tradition. And so it includes unity, respect, singleness of purpose, autonomy, compassion, cooperation, abundance, clear roles, flexibility, common goals, humility, and the spiritual principle of spiritual principles, which is an interesting concept. So in practice, what this looked like for me, and I'll open it up. What in practice, what this looked like for me, one of the most difficult conflict-laden relationships I have and have had have been with my parents, my mother and my father. They kind of come as a box set. It's you almost don't differentiate them because they don't differentiate between them. They've been married 68 years. And so they do not differentiate between, right? And my parents are very dedicated and devoted to their isolation and the estrangement that they have with many people. And one of the people that they decided that they no longer wanted to spend physical time with, in presence with, was me. And that is something that for many years I've had to deal with my sponsor. And that's one of the things, spiritual principle. When you think that you need to say something, call your sponsor first. I had to deal with my sponsor to work on forgiveness, to work on acceptance, to work on, I can't get this my way. I can't argue my parents. I can't run away from my parents enough to get this relationship to change and get them to change how they show up. And then suddenly phone calls became unacceptable because they can't hear. And they're not going to do anything about it. And that was my fault. However, what I can do, and I do well, and they're willing to do, and they do well, is write letters. And I have made amends to my parents for my unforgiveness and for my hostility towards them in letters. Because that's what I can do. Conflict resolution doesn't mean that it's going to be my way. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen or transform the way I think it should be. What conflict resolution means is that I'm able to get in step with you and heal through my relationship with you. That's the solution. So, with that in mind, I'm going to open it up for you all. If you have a piece of paper and a question that speaks to you and you want to share on that, feel free. And if you have something else in a conflict in your life that you think you can apply spiritual principles to, we'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you.